Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In this day and age, it seems kind of silly to not have a smartphone. Well, my kids don't have smartphones, mostly because I haven't. We did buy one for my son a few years ago, but he lost it, so he doesn't have a smartphone anymore, and he hasn't spent his own money to buy one. But the average adult that has a smartphone and then goes without it for a period of time probably is going to have some issues, right? And there's some things you don't think about, right? I mean, forget all the applications that you have on your smartphone, right? Which, and they do lots of cool things for you, but they also, I think, inhibit your brain. I mean, I notice that when I use the navigation on my phone, for instance, I pay less attention to where I'm at. And one of the things about navigating is, you should just kind of pay attention to where you're at, trying to figure out, kind of where you need to go. And because let's face it, sometimes that stuff's wrong and you need to be able to kind of find your way without having to do, all of this weird stuff. Or just kind of be completely lost, right? You need to be able to navigate just for your own benefit. But let's just even just talk about phone calls, right? So the dumb phones, the ones, the non-smartphones, they tend not to have a noise cancellation or even echo cancellation. And even just the straight phone calls have crappy sound quality. Whereas modern smartphones have echo cancellation. And if you go really high end, then you will, depending on your carrier, you might also have things like Wi-Fi calling. So for example, I've had kind of spotty reception at home for as long as I can remember, and now that my phone uses my Wi-Fi automatically without me having to do anything for both texts and making and receiving calls, I don't have any issues. It's more reliable overall than I had a microcell in my house for a while too for that, and that just didn't work very well. This Wi-Fi calling feature that Apple has put in their phones works pretty well. So it solves a lot of those kinds of issues, and that's just basic, texting. Now let's talk about sending a text, right? If you didn't have a phone with a physical keyboard for a physical QWERTY keyboard, then you try to send a text message on a regular 12 button phone, you're either dealing with T9 or worse without it, and you thought autocorrect was bad on an iPhone or an Android device. Trying to just enter a quick sentence on one of those phones is a challenge. And then of course, as I said, again, all the apps, but I think all the apps, they may not necessarily make us smarter. I mean, they make it easier to do certain things, but you still need to navigate. I try not to use it as much. I end up using it for the last mile kind of thing, but I still try to pay attention, and it's hard to do. I find myself just kind of, maybe being less observant when I've got Siri or the Google Maps lady telling me what the next turn is. It's not like I'm not paying attention, not quite paying attention. They're not as engaged, right? And it's really easy, I think, in general with a smartphone to be less engaged with the world around you. And you don't have it either because it doesn't have a data connection, which I experience frequently when I'm traveling internationally, or when if the battery's dead or whatever. I mean, you have to pay attention. There's no magic to this. You have to pay attention to the world around you. And I think that's the one thing that not having a smartphone, or maybe having a disconnected smartphone, will give you is an appreciation for the you have to engage with things. You have to know where you're at. You have to pay attention, and that's that's just something I've noticed anyway. And so I don't think it would be such a bad thing. Yes, there's a lot of things we rely on modern smartphones for, but I don't know. Maybe turn it off once in a while, or turn off the data plan, or turn off the data on it, and when you're out and about, and not try to use Wi-Fi, and just try without it, I think that's going to give you more benefit. You get some of the benefit of having the smartphone. You've got it there if you really really need it, but don't rely on it initially, right? Maybe that's the way to deal with it. I don't know that I would necessarily say in most cases that you should go without a smartphone if you can afford it anyway, right? Although, as I said, my kids don't have smartphones, and that's partially by design. But that's, you know, again, I think it's, I think you need to have that awareness. And you know, a smartphone can make you more and less aware. And sometimes I think it's less aware. So maybe we all need to kind of, I don't know, maybe take a smartphone break every now and again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.